In the immediate aftermath of the release of credible soil analysis findings showing PFAS chemical contamination in multiple locations around the Norlite incinerator in Cohoes, Mayor Bill Keeler of Cohoes, State Senator Neil Breslin, and Assemblymember John T. McDonald quickly put together a press conference of their own to express their concerns and offer some type of path forward. Here is Mayor Keeler.
Good afternoon, everybody. All right, so the findings of elevated levels of PFAS chemicals in the soil and water surrounding Norlite is disturbing but not surprising, given what we learned since February regarding the incineration of PFAS chemicals at Norlite in Cohoes. We know they incinerated these chemicals in 2018 and in 2019. We know that materials containing PFAS chemicals were shipped from 25 states. We know that these shipments were from DOD facilities, private companies, and others. When I heard that Judith and Dr. Bond were doing a press conference regarding the PFAS chemical situation in Norlite, I was prepared to be disappointed by the findings. But frankly, as I listened to the press conference, I became angry. We know that EPA has been saying for some time now that there's no sound science regarding incineration of AFFF and PFAS chemicals. I'm no scientist, but what I heard did not sound good to me. We had hoped that federal and state regulators would be monitoring Norlite, and we hoped that the DEC on-site monitor would keep watch and keep us informed, but hope is not a plan. Right now I have a plan. It's a two-part plan. First of all, tomorrow night the Common Council meets and we will pass a law, a one-year moratorium on the burning of AFFF containing PFAS chemicals within the city of Cohoes. That's a stopgap measure until the Assembly and the Senate can pass legislation at the state level, which would be a state law banning or a moratorium on the burning of PFAS chemicals. So the second part of the plan is that we need to work with state and federal officials to get the required testing of the people, the soil, and the water surrounding Norlite. That is essential. I've been asking for this on behalf of the people of Cohoes since the middle of February. As I've said in public statements, in private meetings, and specifically in a March 9th letter to DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos, we need the assistance of the state and federal governments to determine the human health and environmental impact of the incineration of materials containing PFAS chemicals at the Norlite facility. Understandably, that process has been slowed by the appropriate attention that regulators have been given to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, this morning's press conference should serve as a wake-up call that we need to accelerate this process going forward. Our utmost concern must be the health and safety of the people of Cohoes and the surrounding area.
Senator Neil Breslin.
I applaud the mayor for taking a very positive step by bringing it before the city council to make sure there is no further burning of materials which leave a residue which affects the citizens. And we all know that in economically depressed areas, sometimes the environment causes problems like PFAS that cause cancer, liver damage, among others. So he's taken the proper step. Assemblyman John McDonald and myself have introduced legislation to ban any burning across the state and facilities like Norlite. So obviously the virus has closed our legislature temporarily, but we hope it'll be back in business in the next couple of weeks that we can address that. But the mayor has taken that first step to make sure we protect the citizens of Cohoes.
Assemblymember John T. McDonald.
So good afternoon, and first to Mayor Keeler and to the council, I commend them for taking action at the local level to protect the residents of this community and will be the surrounding communities. Earlier today, Senator Breslin mentioned earlier, we introduced legislation. It's been tied up because of COVID-19. We all know that. We hope that we will reconvene soon to address this and send this to the governor. In the absence of that, earlier today, unrelated to this event, Senator Breslin and I both sent a letter to the commissioner, Basil Sagos, asking for DEC to look within their own authority, within their regulations, to prohibit the continued incineration of PFAS materials, not only here, but at statewide. We've been indicated from Norlite that they will not continue to burn once they start in July, but to be honest with you, the citizens of this community and surrounding community need more confidence. Therefore, we think DEC has the authority and the ability within their own regulations to go through and review the process and take it a step further. Most of us agree that this material needs to be disposed of in a responsible manner, somewhere, somehow, in a responsible manner. From day one, I've said this is not the proper incubator to be doing an experiment in an urbanized area where at least 75,000 people touch the adjoining boundaries. DEC needs to follow the science. They need to do the experiments, the investigations. But what concerns me about today's findings, now that I've read a little bit of this information, is that the whole concept behind incineration is that there will not be any emissions from that facility. The early indication is there is some kind of residue, some kind of buildup, some kind of measurable amount of PFAS in the soil here in this area. Whether it's dangerous or not, I don't know. But the reality is, from my perspective, this means we need to pause any further incineration. We're doing a lot of pausing throughout New York State, and this is one we should do. Let DEC and the scientists and EPA do a very long, prolonged, thorough review before there's any indication that incineration is the proper disposal method. Thank you.
Couple questions that are closely related. So I'm Dave Pueblo with Hudson Beaumont Magazine, and we've been investigating this plant for a while. So the two questions are, this plant has been operating for decades and has been written up and fined at multiple points in time for emissions like mercury, things like that, to the extent that there is a permanent person from the DEC at the location of the plant. That person has been supposedly observing this for 2 years, and I'm wondering whether it seems logical to you that you call for the investigation of that process by the DEC itself, and given the extensive emissions over time by this plant, that you do not call for the permanent closure of the plant.
I think you're reaching conclusions that hearings and evidence and process should be entertained. We just don't unilaterally close anyone down. There was a due process available to the state, and then they should go through it.
I can speak a little bit more directly, only because I've served this community for 21 years, so I've dealt with Norlite in many different aspects. And yes, throughout its history, there have been violations, but there's also been reviews, there's been hearings, there's been remedies, and at the end of the day, they are supposed to be complying with them. What concerns me with this situation, with PFAS particularly, is that there is so much uncertainty at the federal level, which many times people are condemning the federal government for rolling back on a lot of things. The federal government's saying, hey, we don't really know. So if the federal government's not sure and the state's not sure, why would we want to be giving them a green light to go ahead? And this is why we've asked for them to roll back that process, to do much greater review, and not to be carrying out this experiment here in this urbanized area. I'm very careful about causing anyone to be shut down of any type of industry, unless there's a due process. And there is a due process in law that we should be following.
Okay.
And it, just keep it narrowly focused at the moment on the AFFF burning, that the PFAS chemicals is what I'm focused on right now. And again, because it's an urban area, I just don't think Norlite should be test burning right here. And there's just, you know, Green Island, Waterfleet, Troy, Cohoes. It's a densely populated urban area, and this just is not the place to test.
Despite these assurances, it seems unclear what the path forward truly is. I'm Dave Pueblo for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.